This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
That man is Corey Rosen. He's about to do a movie review for you. But until then, which is a couple minutes away, until then I'll do a few texts. 800-400-3697 is our text number. We love to hear from you guys.
We do.
I have great friends in Paris that know the best spots. If you're going, I'll hook you up.
Oh, all right, Ben.
Ben, Samantha Bee told Stephen Colbert that she named her daughter Ripley because she wanted to give her a badass name. That was my idea, yeah. Samantha Bee. You stole it.
Yeah. Well, let's see how old her kid is.
Or maybe a lot of people have that idea. Well, no one has ever beaten me to the name Vroom. I didn't have a boy.
Yeah.
But had I had a boy, I would have.
His name would have been Eddie instead of Edie.
Nope.
Nope, it's true.
Vroom.
Nope, you never would have gone for it.
I would have done it.
No. Nope.
You bet.
You wouldn't have.
Ripley B. Jones is 9.
Oh, sorry, Vin.
Oh, boy.
Maybe she heard you talking about it.
Probably.
Yeah.
You were talking about Madoff. He deserves to stay in prison, end of life or not, just like Rush Limbaugh didn't deserve the Medal of Honor just because he's dying. He's done nothing for society to even deserve it.
I agree.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay. Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. Could you please wish my beautiful wife, Janelle, a happy birthday? She's a big fan and listens to your show every morning. Thank you very much, Alan.
Oh, Janelle, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Janelle.
Thank you so much for listening.
It's your birthday. I hope good stuff that you like happens to you today.
Oh. Well,
it's your birthday. I hope you get laid, but apparently girls don't like that.
Oh, no, we love it.
Oh, yeah, listen to you. You're the one.
It's my birthday. Give it to me.
Right, sure.
Please, pound me. Pound town, let's go. That's what I meant to say. I meant to say pound town, not pound me. Oh, my God. Bring it on. I love it. More.
Yeah, you really seem to sell that. Right.
Let's do this already. Whose birthday is it again?
You're awful.
I know. Janelle. Have a great birthday.
Right. Husband had shingles at age 50 shortly after our second child was born. Oh, he's dumb, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not the only dumb
guy. Kids at 50. What are we doing?
Take comfort. You're not the only dumb guy, Vince.
Oh, he's not? Okay. It's just me that I'm dumb?
No, I'm just saying. You have a beautiful family. It's
no,
a beautiful
I do,
thing.
But I mean, I really.
No, you're fine. It's great. It's all a series of great decisions.
Right.
You've got a beautiful family.
Husband had shingles at age 50 years, shortly after our second child was born. Since baby not inoculated yet for chicken pox, he could have given the baby chicken pox, so husband had to be isolated from the family for over a month.
Oh.
It was horrible being a single mom. That's not a single mom. I mean, I know that you were stranded, but you're still... Anyway.
Boy,
it's horrible being a single mom.
The timing on that is very...
To our two sons and a newborn, as well as to my screaming in pain husband, got everything he needed in his bedroom prison cell. It's a horrible period.
That sounds like a terrible
time.
It
does sound bad. Vin, Farrah Fawcett was in Logan's Run, which is similar to Soylent Green.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was thinking of. Logan's Run.
Yeah. I definitely saw Logan's Run at some point. I have no recollection of it. What, when you turned 30, you had to leave. That was definitely Corey.
Yep. Yep.
See?
That was your gurgling?
That was not my gurgle.
Oh, it was.
No,
that was not.
Logan's
Vinny's
Run
watch.
Came out in 76.
So it's the same time frame and it's a similar movie.
Nice. Yeah, when you turned 30, you had to go, right? So that's why Logan ran.
Vin, were there fish in the fish tank during that LSD night? Yes.
It's the plot. It's the plot of the movie. You look so confused.
My buddy kept this fish tank. It had an Oscar and what's known as a red devil in it. And we just watched these two fish swim around all night.
Listening to Animals, tripping your brains out.
Right.
Yeah. Animals by Pink Floyd. Their best album.
Sarah, watch the whole movie again. It's a masterpiece. And Brad Pitt does deserve to win.
Okay. Yeah, he really did act like a roofer. He really did act like a driver. He really did act like a guy who was not going to do the underage girl.
Great scenes.
I know. I know there are. The Bruce Lee scene, amazing.
I love that scene.
I'm telling you, we were in the wrong place to watch that movie.
I love this scene too.
We both were like, we got to get out of here.
Where he opens up the trunk on his Cadillac, he pulls the tire out, throws it down at the guy and says, fix it. And the guy's like, and then he just sends him flying. Mm-hmm. Busts his nose right in.
That's fine. If it only hadn't
Nicely
taken
done.
So long to get to that scene. Whole thing with the...
I think it's partly human, too. He had us come there 3 hours early and wait for the movie.
Yeah, you guys...
That whole night was just interminable.
You did it all wrong.
Apparently so.
Yeah, we did.
Then I saw that Killer Bee show, too, and grew up scared of bees. Yes, Vinny, when I was a kid, I had nightmares about Killer Bees, too, and wrote an essay about it in fifth grade. Oh. Was the show In Search Of... Killer Bees, I was terrified too. Look, this is the deal.
In Search Of was a show.
I grew up in a house and at a time when families had one, maybe two TVs, but you didn't get more than three channels. And so the only reason I saw this documentary is my parents were entertaining. So they're all at the table doing their thing. And yeah, I think it was Doyle and Claire were over and they're all talking. And so I was able to put on what I wanted. No one's paying attention to me. They're all yucking it up over there with Bias or whatever, you know.
And your mom laughs like,
sure, whatever. But no one would have let me watch that in any other time than when, you know, here they are. But it scared the living you know what out of me. These bees were coming to America from Africa. And
are they
were
here yet or what?
They're not here. That's the thing. It was they. But the way they sold that, I'm telling you, I didn't sleep for weeks.
The bees. I just think I hear something buzzing.
They're going to kill us all. Oh, right. I'm pointing.
Don't point at me. I don't.
Beautiful.
Vinny, go for it.
As an improv master, yeah. So things are just thrown at you in the moment.
Well, to become an improv master, you must climb a mountain.
Right.
And go meet with an improv guru and grow your improv beard. And then they throw things at you, but they are invisible things. They are space object things, and you must catch them, whatever they are.
So you could do this movie review as Arnold Schwarzenegger if you wanted.
It's not the tumor. It's Birds of Prey, starring Harley Quinn.
Please tell me that this is better than that Suicide Squad thing.
Now, did you see Suicide Squad?
I have seen enough of Suicide Squad to go, that is a movie I never have to see.
All right. Well, then this is not the movie for you.
Oh, anybody no.
Well, if you like Suicide Squad, then it would be. So, anyone? Bryn?
I watched it. It was fine.
I never saw it.
Yeah. I didn't hate it.
Did you love it?
So, let's start from the very beginning.
Okay, take us back.
This is a review of a movie called Birds of Prey. The fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. It was directed by Kathy Yan. It was written by Christina Hodson, who wrote Bumblebee and some upcoming DC movies like Batgirl and Flash. And it is sort of a sequel to Suicide Squad, which is from a couple of years ago, but it's also sort of not. And critics in general are calling this better than Suicide Squad. It's different feeling. It's the same universe, the same characters. But that said, if you disliked entirely like that world,
is the Joker at least gone? Because
no Joker.
I've got to see
no
Jared
Joker.
Leto in that getup again.
Joker. Okay. In fact, I'll start with some stuff that's really good about this movie.
Okay.
So the title of the movie is The Emancipation of Harley Quinn, and what's fun about that is that it's sort of a double meaning to emancipation because she is free from jail, where you kind of leave her at the end of Suicide Squad, but it's also she's emancipated from Joker. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a post-breakup with Joker movie where there's no Joker. There's no Batman. There's none of those characters. It is the women's movie, and it has got a very female front, like, feministic, should I say, perspective for a superhero movie, which is really refreshing for this kind of genre because you don't get that.
So maybe I would like it.
You might actually like it. I mean, it's one of those things where most of the movie, I mean, it plays with the genre conventions. You've got fighting, you've got, you know, bad guys, you've got all of the sort of typical things you would expect. But the nature of it, it's not like you're waiting for the man hero to come and save the day, which is really different in this kind of a movie, and it's really great. Hmm. Yeah.
But well, I shouldn't say but. The question is, this character, Harley Quinn,
yeah,
is like what any actress or actor or however would consider delicious. Like this is
something to sink your teeth into.
I mean, this is gonna, you get to be...
She gets to be some crazy. She
right,
gets
right.
to be some cute.
But
she
does
gets
it
to be
live up
funny.
To that?
Well, it's Margot... Is it Robbie or Roby?
Robbie is what I've heard.
Margot Robbie, who is, you know, hot number
as
one
good
actor
looking
right
as
now.
It could be
she's,
too.
She's beautiful.
Right.
She's a great actress. She's I think she's Oscar nominated.
Yes,
for
I, Tanya.
No, but also for Bombshell, right?
For
now.
Bombshell. Yeah. She is so I'm looking at it now.
She's a great actor.
Supporting
actress. And she does. She sinks herself into this part and it is. It's fun to kind of watch her blend the crazy and the not crazy. The fact that the character in this movie, or the plot of it, is basically that after breaking up from with Joker, she gets kind of embroiled with a bunch of other women, sort of superheroes, one named Huntress, one named Black Canary, kind of against this mob boss played by Ewan McGregor, who is the real, you know, bad guy in this movie. And, you know, there's some really interesting ideas and nice things that they do in this movie that I can't say I've really seen that much. For example, the bad guy is bad in ways where he is basically objectifying the women in his life, right? There's a scene in his nightclub where he says, take off that dress, you know, and cut it off of her, right? So you've got that scene where he's kind of being a jerk and they're cutting off the dress. But the camera does not, like, linger on the naked woman on the table, which you would kind of expect in this kind of movie. In fact, it doesn't make us like accomplices to the disrobing of her. We cut away in a respectful way to her.
Huh.
You know, this is again. Yes.
Bah!
No,
hey!
Come on.
Like,
he's not
come
happy
on
about that. He
oh,
wants
he's
to
not
see
happy
the tear. These are people going, no, come on, man. Yeah. Show me the body.
No, it's good. This is the thing. It's like they're taking some chances. They're doing some. They're actually. I mean, look at what Joker did this year. Right, Joker took the Joker story and told a story about mental illness and about, you know, the system being broken and stuff. I think that what studios and filmmakers are kind of wising up to is, like, audiences are going to go see movies that are purportedly about superhero stuff, but ultimately at heart they're saying something else.
These are humans with problems.
Yes.
Huh.
That's the good part of the movie.
Okay, so
the rest of it's kind of boring.
Oh, it's boring.
Yeah, it's
that's what
boring
I mean. So this character you'd expect to be exciting and such a fun watch.
Yeah. So that's the downside of this movie is that
the message makes it boring.
Well,
no,
I'm not saying that the message makes it boring. The message is what makes a boring movie interesting.
Oh.
So at messages heart for me. Now, I also did not love Suicide Squad. And generally speaking, I like my movies with characters that I can, like, relate to or maybe empathize with or just some basic human emotion kind of stuff.
Sure.
Like the Avengers movies, you know? I gotta be honest. I love those movies because I feel like they're super characters, but they're done in such a way that actually feels like you could have a conversation with Captain America or Iron Man.
This is something you fantasize about.
Don't you?
No. So, Tori, speaking of the Avengers and that whole universe, I mean, Black Widow is getting a thing. Thor 4. I thought all these things were getting put to bed when Endgame was over. Like, we were told they're going to they'll restart the whole Marvel universe. It's not happening. These people, say goodbye to them.
Did you want that to end? Is that your fantasy?
I'm just wondering what the hell's going on.
So here's what's going on. They ended story. Yeah, they ended a storyline.
Oh, good.
So the storyline of the Infinity Stones and Thanos and the kind of Avengers storyline is basically, like, if you look at all of those, what was it, like 20 movies? They kind of all pointed towards one place. So the idea is they're not even really recasting it. What they're doing is they're starting on another trajectory, like another arc of another storyline. So we will meet new characters. We will have other stories.
But there will be no more Avengers, is
but
what you're
saying. But there will be no... Well, that... We'll call it that Avenger. From what I know, that Avenger storyline
is... So any group of these
completed
people are called Avengers?
Just like Star Wars is done,
tricked,
right? Like the Skywalker arc
saga
is done.
Right.
But, you know, this is their brand. This is their business. They're not
going
to stop making Star Wars movies.
The thing about the Avengers is that what I found is I needed to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
And what did you say? It was 20 films all in total. I watched them in chronological order.
Wow.
And I ended up loving it.
Amazing.
But watching them and the all disjointed, I didn't understand the story. I was just like,
at the time, we thought they were all these. They were, oh, it's a Thor movie. It's a this movie. It's right. a Winter Soldier. But then you go, oh my goodness, they made one huge
right.
thing. It was like a TV series, right? And so it kind of, to sum this particular one up, Birds of Prey is a movie that tries really hard, that does a pretty decent job. I think Rosie Perez delivers a really good performance in this. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who plays the crossbow shooting huntress character, that they all do a good job. But in the end, I was a little bit let down because of sort
boring.
Of the overacting style and generally speaking, I found it to be a bit boring. But I think there's enough fun action excitement that, you know, if you need a night out, it's a good one.
I'm and giving who doesn't it, need one of yeah, those? Really?
I'd give it somewhere in the 2.5 to 3 bagel.
Oh boy!
Range. I would smear this in tattoo ink.
Oh,
it's
lots
heavily
of that,
tattooed.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you and Vinny are, you know,
you got off lucky,
your,
buddy. I'm telling you,
so
I was gonna have a tattoo. Well, no, the 49ers lost, but I was gonna have a tattoo artist in here for us both. To
we
get
had
tattooed.
An offer. Somebody offered to come in
oh
studio to tattoo.
It would have been
us.
Great.
And
you guys can still
say,
do
now,
it. The team is still
I
just because they didn't
say.
Win. Oh, you would have done
I,
it. Oh, really?
I would have tattooed
it's not
my bagel,
too late.
My belly bagel
nicely
with the
done.
49ers logo, you know, full color too. Like all
oh, yeah.
all done.
And huge.
My whole bagel.
Like one of those WWE, you know, belts.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would
nice.
Wrap it around actually.
I say we go for it.
Around. No, but we
Let's
lost.
Bring in the tattoo artist. We've got him here.
I'll
you know,
do it.
3 quarters I had
I'm in.
To prepare for my tattoo, but then that fourth quarter undid my tattoo dream. So we're going to have to wait till next year.
Yeah, okay.
For the possibility of that.
Well, all we've right. got you on tape now.
Yeah.
So you're saying if they win the Super Bowl next year, you'll get the 49ers
I'm
tattoo.
Saying we should talk about
no.
this next year.
No.
And discuss again.
No.
Don't worry. We
team.
Will not forget. So we're in.
Yeah. Should we talk a little bit about the Oscars?
Yeah. Let's
oh,
make it quick.
We'll
we're out of time.
So the Oscars are this weekend. It is the 92nd Annual Academy Awards. And a lot of big movies are up. And for, I think, the first time, we're hopefully not going to see a sweep of the Oscars.
It does seem like there's enough stuff in here that has gotten some acclaim. Although, yeah. you know, Marriage Story is nominated in every freaking category.
And you loved it.
I didn't. I stopped watching. I was bored. But
I loved Marriage Story. It's a movie I never want to see again. It's one of those things. It's so sad and touching. Mm. It's on Netflix.
So that, I mean, potentially, yeah. and actually Once Upon a Time in Hollywood nominated in tons of stuff.
10 categories Once Upon a Time, yeah. So I think they're going to spread the love. I think we're going to see awards for Marriage Story somewhere.
All right, make your, have you already filled out your whole,
have,
we all
have,
filled out this whole thing. So.
All right, so I'm saying it publicly. I think that Best Actor, Joker, Joaquin Phoenix. Anybody?
No, I have him too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Best actor in a supporting role, Brad Pitt, I think.
That's who I picked because you said to do that, so I did that.
Don't go by me.
No, I'm going by you.
Yeah. Best actress, anybody?
I got ScarJo for Marriage Story.
Yeah. I'm going Renee Zellweger for Judy.
Yeah.
I did that too.
That.
A lot of heat behind her. And Laura Dern for Marriage Story.
That's who I have, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're pretty synced up on most of these.
Now, what about Best Picture?
Best Picture, I am pretty sure it's going to be 1917.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
I
a
want
great
Parasite because everyone keeps telling me I got to see Parasite.
Well, Parasite is the movie I want to win. So if I choose what I think is going to win versus I want Parasite to win.
You loved
so,
it, huh?
I loved
I gotta,
it.
I got to watch
it. I've seen
movie.
It several times. It's totally worth watching. It's great. And it's got beautiful design. So I think it's also going to break some records in terms of winning other categories in addition to best foreign film, maybe best editing,
well,
production
I will
design,
say,
things like that.
That I guessed on, I would say, 99% of these. So
yeah,
okay. We're all going to hand these
yeah,
in to you.
Do you want
You're
to make
gonna...
it interesting? Are we going to take a little money?
Yeah, what do you
us?
Think? $10 a piece?
$10 it. All right. And then next week we will declare the winner of the
Of the $50 pool. However
yes.
many it comes out to.
I love
yeah,
it.
That's good cash. That's solid
that's
cash.
That's some solid cash. That's
all right, Corey Rosen, thank you so much.
Thank
Mr.
You.
Bagel 44 on Instagram or CoreyRosen.com.
Awesome. See you next week.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun
Boy,
show today.
What?
What is it? Oh, you didn't
you
have fun?
And
oh, my God. I had a ball today on today's show.
Oh, because you've been torturing everybody
what?
Around
you're insane.
You.
Insane.
Sheesh.
Just good, solid fun. Just good fun.
Way to make a rough week rougher.
Oh, will you stop? Oh, what a baby. Please. It's like a satin pillow in here.
All right,
all right. Just rest yourself on this cloud of satin.
Listen, everyone.
All right,
Jane can't wait to get into this building.
She's already here.
She's waiting in line.
Oh, is she?
She
no,
got in
not.
Line, and she's waiting at the door for her chance to come in here at 3 and entertain y'all.
She actually has the third to last chance for you to qualify for this Adventures by Disney trip.
Good math, Sarah.
What's that?
Good math.
Thank you.
Too.
Solid math. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the penultimate chance at 9:05. That's what they call it. The second to the first
is
to
it?
Last. Yeah. The one right before. Do you want to look? Should we look it up?
I don't want to look it up. I don't.
I want to go home. I'll see you back here on Friday.
I'm going to take the coast home and have a surf on the way.
Oh, that'll be good.
See you later,
everybody.
I'm so
glad you're feeling better. Have a good one. We'll see you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.